It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
And speaking of friends, we got a friend, a guest from the community, from the Hope Chamber of Commerce, talking about the fantastic Watermelon Festival in its 45th year.
I'm excited.
And it's back. It's Becky. Did you say Moore was your last name?
That's it.
See, I got it right.
You did it.
Becky Moore is here to talk about All Juiced Up. Watermelon.
Can you feel it?
Yes, I can. You know, it was a tragedy almost last year with all the many things that we had to cancel and postpone.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, the Watermelon Festival was one of those because you just couldn't have it last year. But we're having it this year.
Yes, we are.
We're 45.
Tickled to death.
Yes, we
are. Fantastic. I said I'm a bit of a watermelon mush head.
Well, that's
right
okay.
Now because the planning is ongoing.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
It's going to get worse until it gets better for you.
Yeah. You're exactly right.
Because it's going to get busier.
On August the 5th, when everybody is plugged in and powered up and the booths are open, then I breathe.
You breathe a little bit.
Then. Okay. I breathe a little bit.
As she said, this year's festival begins on August the 5th and runs through August the 7th. Hope at the fairgrounds there?
Mm-hmm. Hope Fair Park.
Yep, Fair Park. And, of course, in case you're from another planet, that's in Hempstead County.
Yeah, exit 30.
Hope, it's 30 miles from Texarkana. It's a very short trip on the interstate these days. And a lot of fun. Start out, you know, on Thursday. What's going to be happening on Thursday as you open up?
Okay, we open at noon. So the concessions will open. Food.
Right.
Fried everything.
Yes.
But we have some healthy choices. And all the vendors will open at noon. So we kick things off with a little bit of music. We will have Watermelon Idol preliminaries on Thursday. We also have a dog show on Thursday. A super huge bago tournament that takes place on Thursday evening. We have Watermelon Olympics, and that's where businesses compete against business. And really heavy, heavy Olympic-like activities.
And the Watermelon Idol.
Watermelon,
so the Watermelon Idol prelims. And then the winner eventually will get to perform on stage on Saturday night.
Right.
With
just
the big
before the main
finale.
Now,
you know, and that's a pretty good gimme
for
a Watermelon Idol winner.
It absolutely is.
Right. They do win a monetary gift, and they do win a trophy. But to stand on stage right before Phil Vassar takes the stage.
That's an amazing opportunity.
Yeah. It really is. All and so you just never know what might happen as a result of that.
Good things. Right. Only good things.
So we'll fill in the blanks and then we'll go back.
Okay.
All right. So Friday, anything, what's going on Friday?
Well, now Thursday we do have a little bit of the kids zone, but because it is half day, most of the kids zone activities will launch big time on Friday.
Okay.
So at 9 a.m. everything will be popping. Everything
open.
Will be going. So we have inflatables, but it's not the bounce houses. Those things kind of scare me a little bit. So, you know, you see 80 kids inside jumping around. So we have an obstacle course.
Okay.
And I believe it's 40, 50 feet long. Then we have an inflatable slide.
Okay.
And so that is part of the kids zone. Just booked a little piggy party.
Oh, how fun.
I failed to talk about that on Facebook.
That's all right.
But a young lady is bringing some miniature pigs.
Oh, how fun.
And won't that be sweet? Yeah. And so you can get inside this pen and play with the pigs. She even does little photo sessions with the kiddos and the pigs. If
we have to go do that.
The piglets, I should say.
Perfect for us.
Then I didn't even mention this too. See, I told you
there's
a little bit of watermelon mush. If you may come and to the festival and ride a camel. Now, how often in Southwest Arkansas do
not
I get to say, I rode a camel today?
Not very often. Okay.
I rode one in 2019, and it was really kind of nice.
Yeah, we'll get Anna up on a camel and see how that goes.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
And then you can, of course, we have the little pony rides for the children.
Oh, good.
We have jelly ball, somewhat like paintball, but it doesn't
but
harm
safer.
You.
Yeah.
A little bit safer, so that'll be fun. Massive jelly ball court. We have axe throwing. We have Camp Gladiator. We have face painting.
You know,
that's sort of the fun little things to do. Bigfoot Boggy Juice will be in the kids' zone. I'm not sure. They're all juiced up.
Thank you.
So I'm not really sure all the juice that will be happening there. We have, and then, let's see, on the stage, we will have Piano Man Jack.
Nice.
If you love Elton John.
Everybody does.
Piano
I love
Man Elton
Jack.
John.
We have a little blues band coming. I love the blues. And we have some local groups as well.
Oh, good.
Too. So Nighthawk is one of our favorite local groups, and they will be taking the stage. The Nighthawk crew actually manages all the sound and the lighting for every stage.
Perfect.
And will also manage it for Phil Vassar on Saturday
perfect.
Night. So they're there. They know it backwards and forwards, so it's always a pleasure to have them.
All right. Let's take a break.
Okay.
And hang around.
There's so much going on.
We got a lot more to talk about. And before we're finished, you two are going to play a game as
well. Oh, good.
All right. More of the best of most countries just around the corner on the pig. Yeah, we call it the best of most country at 1039mypigradio.com. Well, this would be news time, but we already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll just
head on in
and talk more with Becky Moore from the Chamber of Commerce in Hempstead County. Hope Chamber of Commerce, because the Watermelon Festival is back.
Yes.
It's number 45. It's been going on a long time, and it's going to be going on August 5th through the 7th there at the Fair Park in Hope, and so many things going on. There's going to be music going on pretty much all the time.
Pretty much.
Of all different genres.
Yes.
And so you can be pleased with whatever you're going to hear.
That's right.
We love a little Southern rock and some country.
Right.
And, you never know when politicians are going to be up there. And some people love that. I mean, some people love listening to that.
Right. Listening to them sing?
No. Listening to them make speeches or talk. But,
they're not going to be making speeches.
Not everybody.
They get to just eat watermelon.
Okay, not everybody's into politics. No. But some
we'll just
are.
Watch them just shove the watermelon in their face.
Yeah, they're going to have a watermelon contest.
See if they can win the politically correct watermelon eating contest.
And then they may say something on the side like, you need to vote for me now.
It's on their shirt.
And you said that the sheriff usually wins this or whatever?
Yes, he does. And I'm not saying it's rigged, but yes, I am.
Maybe. Yeah.
I think he needs to fess up. Really let us know.
Seed spitting. At a watermelon festival. Yeah,
of course.
It has to be. It has to be. So for adults and children. And the children really get into it.
Sure,
of course they do.
And we have to cover the stage in Visqueen. Things that you don't think have to happen, but you don't know that all the prep works. So we cover the stages in Visqueen because it gets really slippery.
I'm sure
because
it does.
We are all juiced up. So I'm going to get that in there as often as I can.
And there was something that you said
on Friday night.
Okay, now that I put my glasses on and I can actually see the schedule. So, and this is a first. Years and years and years ago, let me take you back to whatever year it was, Wonderful Lady in Hope began. That's when we had the festival that it would conclude on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had church services
in
our Coliseum.
Yeah.
Well, the Coliseum now is packed out with vendors, and it's maxed out with vendors. So we have the wonderful stage where Phil Vassar will take the stage on Saturday night, but Friday night it sits empty. So this year we decided we should fill it.
I love it.
Gospel singing, praise teams, worship teams, and we talked to several pastors in the area, and we feel like this year we're shooting for 30,000, possibly 35,000-40,000 people coming into the park, because all of the festivals have said just get ready, you're going to triple quadruple your previous attendance. So if they're in the park, what a great way to kick off the new and bigger and better Watermelon Festival,
all juiced up.
And being all juiced up. So we're calling it Praise Fest.
I like that.
And we have a group of sisters who live in Hope, and they're all ages, but they're still in high school, junior high and high school. They're Williams sisters, and please don't ask me to call their names because I only have Williams sisters.
They're pretty ladies.
They sang at the Chamber annual meeting and brought the house down.
Nice.
They can sing a cappella. They can
sing. I love a cappella.
It's beautiful. And then another a young lady will take the stage. Her name is Jenny Taylor, and she plays guitar and does an acoustic setting, and so she's going to provide some music. And then a wonderful lady who's actually the owner of our coffee house downtown, the name of the coffee house is Hebrews 11:1, Miss Arnetta Bradford will take the stage. And anyone who lives near Hope, Hempstead County, Arnetta just can sing at the drop of a hat.
Fantastic.
She's our go-to for the national anthem. So she will step out and take the stage. But then we have a great band, and they're from Malvern, and their name is Crutchfield. So Crutchfield will be the headliner for Praise Fest.
Friday night.
And those who know Crowder music or Need to Breathe music, these are wonderful, well-known groups. They have that similar sound.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so they're very excited. Visited with a few of them yesterday. They can't wait to get into the park and headline Praise Fest.
So what time is that going to kick off?
Gates open at 6. Again, it's on the CMC stage. It's called Legion Field. It's the baseball field within the perimeter of the park. So you can't miss it.
Right.
And it's free admission. That's
I
the
like
thing.
I always
free
like
admission.
That.
So bring your lawn chair.
Yeah.
Bring
Come
your
enjoy.
Picnic blanket.
Yeah.
Concessions stay open throughout all of the concerts, so you can come and go.
Okay, good.
We don't have food on the field, but you can. You have an armband, and you can come and go. For the Praise Fest, there's no need for an armband because it's free.
Yeah, I like that. 103.9 MyPigRadio.com, The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends. And, Becky is talking about the Watermelon Festival, which is ready to go, all geared up for the 5th through the 7th of August at the Fair Park there in Hope in Hempstead County. And Saturday...
It's a big day.
Yeah, it's the big conclusion. Huge day. Tell us a little bit about what all is going to be going on Saturday.
I think we'll start with a gallon of coffee and maybe a round of B12. I'm not
there
sure. So Saturday, that's when the 5K kicks things off at 7:30 a.m. in the park.
For your runners.
So, for the runners, if you have not registered, it's not too late.
Okay.
You can actually register the day of.
Okay.
And so if they show up at the main gate in the park, that is the place to be. And come a little bit early if you've not registered.
Right.
Camp Gladiator, who's going to be doing those great exercises.
Yes, that none of us want to do.
That nobody wants to know. No. They're going to have so much fun. And they're going to have exercises for kiddos and for adults. But they're actually going to do the warm-up for those who are running the 5K.
Oh, I like that.
That's probably as far as I would be able to go after the warm-up. And then at 8 a.m., the Civitan Antique Car Show kicks off. And it's really, it's pretty cool. If you like old cars, even if you don't, it's just a neat thing to see.
Yeah.
And they fill one end of the park, and they're actually judged. They give away door prizes, and it's just fun to mingle and mix with those people and watch them talk about their vehicles.
Right.
They really are
so
proud
much pride.
Of them. And it's pretty cool. We also, of course, we have the vendors and the exhibitors and the food trucks that are opening. I didn't mention the fishing derby.
No,
so,
you didn't.
And the Huckabee Lake. Right. Back to
Mike Huckabee. Former governor.
So Arkansas Game and Fish will stock the lake the day before.
Okay.
And kiddos can come out and bring your fishing pole, bring worms, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And just catch some fish.
Yep.
And so at 9 a.m., the fishing derby happens. Kids Zone starts out at 9 a.m. We have three cartoon, well, I guess you call them cartoon. One is characters taking the stage at 9 a.m. on Saturday. So Mickey Mouse will be coming to the festival, which
him.
Is always a real popular one.
Mm-hmm.
Chase, you know Paw Patrol?
Yep.
So what does Chase say?
Here's I don't remember
question.
That part.
Chase is on the case. So Chase
is on the case.
And then Baby Shark.
Oh,
so
Baby
you know
Shark.
We'll have to sing Baby Shark.
Yes,
when,
we will.
When Baby Shark walks across the stage.
Yeah.
So the parents will bring all their kiddos, and these characters will dance a little bit, and then they go into the crowd and stand there for photo op time and hug the children, and that's fun. Money in the Haystack, that's where $75
will be
hidden.
And you have two different classifications,
right? Two different classifications, and I'm not sure. I know the children as young as 3 and 4 have participated, but they were participating against preteens, and it ended up being a bit cruel. So we will have the two divisions.
Great.
And you're not actually looking for money. You're looking for coins.
Coins.
And then the coins will be converted to
gotcha.
The money.
Okay.
And then that wonderful politically correct watermelon eating takes place at 11. We have a watermelon auction. So on Thursday evening at 6 p.m., that's when it first begins, all of the growers who participate in the watermelon contest, watermelon growing, will show up, will weigh the melons, and we'll see which one comes out on top.
Right.
And then we auction those melons on Saturday.
Oh, great.
And the money raised from the auction goes to the growers of the melons.
I like that.
So that's just, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And we've talked about Piano Man Jack. One young man I have not mentioned, his name is Rick Soria, or Soria, S-O-R-E-A. Mm-hmm. If you look up I encourage you to do this, autismsings.com.
Okay.
Rick's father reached out and got in touch with me. He said, I want you to go to this website and watch my son perform. Well, I just sat there and cried. So, Rick, I am so thankful we're going to be able to put him on stage. He does have autism. Mm-hmm. His father says he lives with autism.
Yes.
And it does not have him. And so, autismsings.com. And it reminded me of Frank Sinatra style, sort of an old-time song dance. But precious, precious young man. And I've only met him through what I've read on Facebook and his website and talking to his father. So I can't wait to see him. Then we have the watermelon waddle duck races taking place in the swimming pool And the swim team's going to have an exhibition. Taekwondo's going to have an exhibition. Nighthawk takes the stage. And then 6 p.m., the gates open for...
Phil Vassar's going to get it. But we're going to talk more about Saturday night. Well, hold on. We're going to do that coming up because we need to talk about the other people that are going to be on stage because it's going to be special along with Phil Vassar, obviously.
Right.
And more of the best of most countries coming up on The Pig. Well, that's Phil Vassar in A Real Love. Great song from him. And, of course, speaking of Phil Vassar, he's going to be live on the stage in concert on the big finale night of the Hope Watermelon Festival, all juiced up. Now, the gates open at 6.
At 6.
Now, what's going to happen when the gates open?
So, the first thing at 7:30, well, first you're going to hear the finalist in the Watermelon Idol contest.
Okay.
So, you will hear the three finalists. And they will be judged during that time. The crowd doesn't judge them. We have judges.
Good.
So don't come to judge them.
Yeah,
just relax and enjoy.
Not a popularity
game. But we have to have that ultimate winner. So when you get into the gates and get comfortable, bring your chairs unless you have reserved seats, and you will have a chair sitting there waiting for you. And so you'll get to enjoy the finals, the top three of the Watermelon Idol. Then the Jake Gill Band will take the stage.
Nice.
And they're pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be about 7:30, according to your...
According to that sign
poster
right there. That poster.
Somewhere around 7:30.
And then at 8:25, and you know it's going to be on the dot. You know it.
It has to be, yeah.
Right there on the dot. The Watermelon Idol winner takes the stage and sings one song in front of the huge...
So, what an opportunity.
So she or he will get to perform...
For Phil Vassar.
Yes, really, because he's right there listening.
Yeah, they're going to be singing to the crowd, but you know in the back of their mind they're thinking, ooh, I know who's backstage.
I know, he's right there. He can hear me.
He can hear me, and maybe one day.
Yeah, you never know. And after they perform, then Phil Vassar takes the stage at 8:30.
That's
fantastic.
And sings all of his amazing songs.
So,
he has that great piano.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Now, years ago, he would hop on top of the piano and dance around.
He may not do that.
It's been years since I've seen him, so I'm not sure. Not sure if that's going to happen. I hope it does.
Yeah, it might. You never know.
It's quite amazing.
But Phil Vassar is the headliner there, and we'll kind of wrap the whole thing up. Now, ticket information for the concert on Saturday night.
You can buy them online, and I encourage people to do so at hempsteadhall.com. So it's Thunder Ticks, but you can go to hempsteadhall.com and pull up all of their events that they're having, and you can see the Phil Vassar concert, because if you buy it now, it's $15. If you wait until the evening of, it will be $20.
Right.
Which is still not bad
for a
Phil Vassar concert.
Right. No.
Not bad at all.
And you're getting other entertainment along with that.
Right.
So, really kind of three in
one. Now, the reserve seating thing is special.
Yes, $40 for a reserve seating, because if you don't have your reserve seating, then you're bringing your chair. We always say picnic blanket. I'm not sure if I've seen people bring picnic blankets and stuff.
No, not with fire
ants. But if you want to, now we do spray for those.
Okay, so good.
That's another long story we won't talk about.
All right.
I jumped into a bed one year.
Yeah.
Not intentionally. No, so picnic blankets if you want to. But when you purchase your tickets and you go through the gate, you'll get an armband because we don't have food and drink on the field.
All right.
But you anytime you want to get up and leave and stretch your legs, the concessions stay open until the last person leaves the park.
Oh, nice.
We don't tell them to stay open that late, but in 2019, I actually had to go out and go, it's time to go. Because folks were still in the park partying and having fun.
Right.
And it was getting close to midnight.
Right.
But some of those trucks hung in there that long to feed
nice.
People. So that's kind of cool. They were having just as much fun as everybody else.
All right. So now, for people that are coming anytime during the festival, whether it be Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, and maybe they're not going to the concert part of it,
right.
$5 for a car.
$5
for
per
parking.
Vehicle.
Yeah, so you can have as many people in there as you want
to.
Put
them in the trunk, bring them in.
You don't care. Just $5 per car, and then you get to mingle around there and do all the activities and see all the activities and be involved in all the activities. And,
right.
of course, you are selling watermelon by the slice.
Yes.
Or whole watermelons if you want to buy those.
Right.
And we're talking about Hempstead County Hope
right.
watermelons.
The best of the best.
They are.
Right.
So
absolutely.
You definitely want to buy one to take home.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what the very first stop after the 5K is over, they run or walk over to the big watermelon festival tent, and they all line up to get theirs. All the food vendors and all of the concessions will get free slips of paper that they will be allowed to have some free watermelon throughout. So that's a nice thank you to them too.
I'm telling you,
it's valuable.
On a warm summer day, there's not much better than a Hempstead County cold, sweet watermelon.
Right. They're all sweet.
Every single one.
I'm talking about one of a kind.
Right.
And it doesn't matter how big or how little they are.
No, it really doesn't. It really doesn't.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.